TED Audio Collective.
It's TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hu. We're all stressed out, and we know it. The data backs this up. Our feelings back this up. In his 2021 talk from a TED salon, social epidemiologist Richard Wilkinson offers a reason for our anxious emotions that might surprise you. Understanding this can point us toward collective solutions to improve our well-being. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple. This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Hey, everyone. It's Adam Grant. I host a podcast called Rethinking, about the science of what makes us tick. This season, we're talking about navigating young adulthood with clinical psychologist Meg Jay.
If I had to pick one word that I hear from 20-somethings more than any other word in terms of where the struggles come from, it's uncertainty. And so I think just the uncertainty involved in how do you make those big life decisions? How do you take control of your life?
Find and follow Rethinking with Adam Grant wherever you're listening.
I'm sure you've noticed a difference between posed photographs and pictures taken of people who are unaware of the camera. The pictures where people are unaware, they often look haggard, depressed, anxious. Some of them look quite angry, not a smile to be seen. And yet if you look at pictures of people posed, they put their arms round each other. They smile. That's, I think, how we'd like to be seen. How we think we should be together. Unfortunately, the data tells a different story. In the UK, surveys have shown that 74% of adults have felt so stressed they're overwhelmed and unable to cope. 32% have had suicidal thoughts. 16% have actually self-harmed. In the USA, pictures very similar. 79% felt stressed every day. And almost 60% have felt paralyzed by stress. When there are new figures that come out in the media showing levels of stress, depression, self-harm, drug abuse, eating disorders, what's the response? It's simply to demand more services, more psychotherapists, more psychologists, more psychiatrists. It's as if a large majority of the population were being seriously injured, and instead of finding out what's going wrong, we simply want more surgeons to stitch them up. The crucial question we must ask is, why is this happening? Why even in rich countries? I'm an epidemiologist, which means I've spent my career doing research on the causes of health and illness in populations. And I want to show you that inequality is a really powerful cause of higher levels of anxiety and mental distress, unhappiness, depression. I'd like you to cast your minds back to when you felt anxious, embarrassed, nervous in front of other people, the social exposure. Maybe when you're making a speech or going to a party where you don't know anyone, but all sorts of situations where we face the threat of being seen negatively causes these sorts of emotions. What most pushes up our levels of stress hormones are what is called social evaluative threat, threats to self-esteem or social status where others can negatively judge your performance. So although these social stresses are widely recognized and we're all familiar with them, people fail to see how inequality makes them worse for all of us. And that makes a big difference to social relationships within the society. Status and class become more important. We're less likely to marry people with a different class background. Community life, as I've said, drops away. And violence also goes up, because violence is triggered by people feeling looked down on, loss of face, disrespected, humiliated. Those are the triggers of violence. And of course, people who are more sensitive to status issues, violence is triggered more often. Consumerism also goes up because we're all trying to enhance our self-presentation. All sorts of measures of social interaction show the whole social structure becoming more ossified with inequality. Social mobility goes down, and with that, we're even further away from the equal opportunities which we claim to be trying to provide for children. So inequality isn't just about unfairness or poverty. It puts us in social relationships, relationships of superiority and inferiority. It ranks us from better to worse. It's a really invidious process, and it creates those feelings of inferiority at the bottom. It makes us judge each other more by social status, and with that, we become more worried about how we are seen and judged by others. There are two common responses to feeling so worried about how we're seen and judged. One is that you almost accept your inferiority, low self-esteem, lack of confidence. You withdraw from social life because you find it all too difficult, and you become more vulnerable to depression. And indeed, rates of depression are higher in more unequal societies. The other common response is almost exactly the opposite. If you're worried about what people think of you, you talk yourself up, you big yourself up, you flaunt your abilities and achievements, you become narcissistic instead of modest. We see that too in more unequal societies. It's like everyone thinking they're better drivers than average. Mental illness is also worse in more unequal countries because mental illness is often triggered or exacerbated by issues to do with dominance and subordination, superiority and inferiority. There was a recent study of the 36 OECD countries showing a tight correlation between levels of inequality in those societies and the 10 most common mental disorders. I think the saddest part of this is that studies of happiness and well-being, studies of health too, show that one of the most important determinants is the quality of our social relationships, our social environment, our friendships. And that is where inequality does its greatest damage. To address this heavy burden of depression, anxiety, mental illness, self-harm, what we have to do is reduce the levels of inequality in society that divide us from each other. Inequality is, in a sense, the enemy between us.
TED Talks Daily is hosted by me, Elise Hugh, and produced by TED. Theme music is from Allison Layton Brown, and our mixer is Christopher Fazy Bogan. We record the talks at TED events we host or from TEDx events, which are organized independently by volunteers all over the world. And we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or email us at podcasts@TED.com.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.